Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Lord, our God is mightily moving. Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. And one thing I love about this ministry that God's given me, things that I've learned that he has helped me to understand. And I had a lot of questions. And I was not the smartest guy in the classroom. In any class I ever been in, there was always somebody that seemed to be more witty. But we're all made different. We're designed for a purpose. And we know what we know, and we can learn anything. There's no limit to how smart people can be. But some people are more receptive. They saw things I didn't see. Sometimes I see things others don't see. We all have different gifts, varied gifts. And I was not what you would call book smart, because I didn't care about. I knew how to read and I knew how to comprehend. My mother made sure I could do that. But I wasn't interested in reading until I started wanting to know God. When I started reading the Bible, it's different. It feeds you. I could tell that the Word of God builds you up. And I was so curious about God, I didn't mind reading, which I really don't like reading. But when it comes to the Word of God, I enjoy it. Another time that I liked reading, I used to like history. I was more interested in history because the stories were interesting. But you know, in the public school system, the history is twisted. So it's kind of weird how, you know, they left out things about people's relationship with the Lord a lot. They got another narrative. And they talk about the highlights of what people did, but not the motive and not the godly motive behind what they were doing. And to get a better picture of that, you have to listen to William Federer. He has a book called Faith in History. Nevertheless, I didn't care much about reading, but I had to learn it, so I would do enough to get by. But when it comes to mechanical things, I had a natural knack for putting things together, taking it apart, seeing how it was made, connecting things and putting it back together, and it'll work. My dad bought me a radio that worked off a battery, and I played with that radio, and the wire came off something in there. And I took it apart, found where it was disconnected, and reconnected, and it started working, and it surprised my dad that I fixed it at such a young age. Now, I stopped going to Utah, Alabama when I was about 10, or almost 11. And I think I was 10. And I fixed the radio when I was younger than that. But a friend of mine, Joe Pratt, turned my go-car over and broke the carburetor housing. And my dad's friend came and put another one on it. And he showed, and I watched him adjust the carburetor and crank it up. And every time it wouldn't run, I'd do what he did till I got it running. And I found out I had a natural ability to fix things. And I thought my friends could do it. They didn't know how in the world I did it. And then they did what they saw me do, and they did, you know, some of them could fix stuff. And we worked with it. We tinkered with it till we got it running. And we could put spark plugs in, and we can get it firing. We could figure out what was wrong. And then we go buy parts and put it on there, and it'll work. Keep riding. We didn't think much of it. Nevertheless, people have their varied gifts. Now, what I learned is when you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you. When you ask him questions, he'll fill you in on things you need to know. And while you're trying to build your life up, Satan's trying to tear it down. God has a method for everything. He has wisdom for every aspect of life. And what people do, they go and they learn from whoever they can. They learn from their parents or teachers, or they buy books by businessmen, and they try to figure out how to make their life work. And some of the wisdom is good and it'll work, but when you have a relationship with the Lord, you can learn things that you can't learn any other way. And when that's in place, you're on the road to recovery. It doesn't matter what from. Even if it's a, if it's just a boring life, you're on the road to recovery. You're learning things that's gonna make the difference. And when God, when you take the Lord and His Word, you can relate to Him. You can grow from glory to glory. And when that's in place, you're on the path to learn things that you can't learn any other way. God loves us and He cares about us. And when people are steadily learning from Him, it'll be good. When they're steadily learning from Him, they're learning how this life works. And everything else is it becomes multiplied. The knowledge of how this life works becomes multiplied. The way you live becomes multiplied. The things God will tell you, you know it in a much more perfect way. But when people don't know, otherwise they'll do things according to how others do it, what they see in their surroundings. But when you follow Him, everything is amplified. And it's every time I learn something from the Lord, He makes it so simple. You wonder, why didn't I see this before? And you learn to be settled, not impatient. Now, I don't mean settled to the point you do nothing. I mean, you're settled in the rest of God, and you do what you have to do. God can show you the hot spot and the easy way to do whatever it is you got to do. And you do this every day, and it works. You do it every day, and it works. You do it every day, and it works. You can't feel it. You learn not to go by how things look. Appearance don't matter anymore because you're doing what God said do and it works. And then He's steadily giving you more information on how to do it. He as you grow from glory to glory, He show you the next step of what you're already doing. And you do it in a greater way. And it works. This is why we must learn to follow Him. He'll give you something to go on. And it works. A lot of people are trying to do all these things. They're trying to raise all this money and get people on board to help them do something for God. But they never ask God how to do it. If God gave them the first direction to do it, and they just took over and did it that way, they're not learning how God operates. They're echoing what they heard others say. They're doing what they saw others do. What worked for the people in the 80s and 90s is not going to work for you now. You're going to have to do it God's way. Now, the message is the same, the Word of God. You're going to teach the Word of God. Kenneth Hagin, in his ministry, he got people on board with faith, and he showed them how to fight. He showed them authority. He showed them many aspects of living by your faith and honoring God with your life. Charles Capps taught people how to confess the Word. Now, there is a generation of people that know how to confess the Word. They've heard this teaching not only from Charles Capps, but people who were descendants in the ministry of what he taught. A lot of pastors got on board. Books were read. You know, Charles Capps published books and tapes, and people listened to him and it got in their heart. So people are teaching. I went to a Methodist church at a funeral and people were speaking about faith. It's not like it was in the 80s. Because the effect of ministry is broad. It gets out there. And with the television, people go beyond their dogmatic narratives. And they know they got to play by the Methodist rules and do the Methodist doctrine, but people, they got good sense. They include what they learn from the Lord. And the Baptists, you know, they got their own narrative. The holiness people got their own narrative. But people that don't receive what God is saying, they're stuck in the 80s. They're stuck just like they were back then. And their churches can't grow because they won't let God show them how to do it. They're preaching the same way they were 20 years ago and 30 years ago and 80 years ago. But see, the narrative of life is found in Christ. It's not about time. It's about what's necessary. God knows how to deal with people of this generation whose problems are greatly multiplied. And the word has been out there teaching people, and people have more to work with. It's different. But when you stick with what you know and your comfort zone, you can't grow like that. Now, I love to get people on board with what God can do in their life because everybody's there. Just like I was good at fixing things and my interests were different, I was, you know, God used me a certain way. And he taught me things that really worked. And he enhanced what I had. He didn't change who I was, except got rid of the sin. Gave me new life. But the real me, he gave me his word and I increased. Now, that's what he's going to do for you. Some people are much smarter than I am. In their way, they can do things that I may not be able to do or understand things in a great way. They may be mathematicians. They may be, they may be better at speaking. They may understand things more rapidly. Now, when they start seeking the Lord, when they start seeking the Lord and talking to him, their brilliant mind is going to be much more increased. Their honest heart is going to be much more developed. If I do my job, and you do your homework, you do your job, you're going to surpass me. Because the skills that you have are going to be enhanced by the Lord, and you'll be able to do things I can't do in other areas of life. That's what I love about this ministry. The Lord taught me dynamics. I am a mechanic. Now, that's just my, I'm interested in how things work. Maybe that's why I'm a mechanic, and I can figure things out, see how it works together, and I understand it. And then I can repair it or make it better. Well, I wanted to know, you know, it was in my heart as a young child. I'm talking, you know, once I was able to talk, I wanted to know, how did the world get to this point? That was one of my questions. I wanted to understand how God, what God expected of me. I had a love and devotion for God, but the way he was presented to me, it was like he was far away. And he wanted me to do what was right. That's what I knew of God as a child. And, you know, my mother feared God and she loved God. One time I had a diamond, it rolled, and it rolled towards the Bible, and it ended up getting under the Bible, and I started crying because I didn't want to pick up the Bible. I said, Mama came and said, what's wrong? I said, well, my dime got under the Bible and I don't want to pick the Bible up. I've had a fear for God. And she said, you can pick that Bible up. God don't mind. Pick that Bible up and get that dime. Our understanding of who God is developed. And when that's in place, many other things open up. Once I got saved, I still thought that God was doing whatever he does, and I'm here, I'm saved now. I got to learn about what Jesus said. I didn't know that he would guide me in this life and talk to me until later on. And then when I learned about the Holy Spirit, see, the people in the Holy Church, they had a relationship. They talked to God. And I heard about a family that was praying, and they were just at home praying and seeking the Lord, and the Lord told them something. I said, that's what I want. Then I met a lady that was a shopper. I worked at a grocery store I got saved at that same grocery store, Food China. And a lady named Mom Powell came right after the Chris Lucas told me that he knew about a family that the Lord talked to, and Randy Duke told me about somebody that the Lord was talking to. Because we were all Christians. We had become Christians at the grocery store. We were all young men, so, you know, between 16 and 22, we were young, and we were, you know, college age, kind of getting started in life, working at the grocery store. Nevertheless, I was interested in hearing from God. And then here comes Mom Powell talking about things that the conversation she had with the Lord. Now, this is what I wanted. And then there was Terrence Gibbons telling me I needed the Holy Ghost all the time. He said, you can't be saved unless you speak in tongues. And we argued back and forth. Anyway, I ended up receiving the Holy Spirit. And when I went to the Holiness Church, Holiness Church is a version of the Pentecostal Church. They believe in speaking in tongues, the apostolic ministry. They believe in healing. And, they believe, you know, more like full gospel, like a full gospel type church. And I was after a relationship like Mom Powell. I forgot her real name, but you know, everybody called her Mom Powell. She told me her real name, but I just remember Mom Powell. And she was full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And she had a relationship, and it impressed me. So I thought that everybody that went to a Holy Church was like her. And so I was in a band at that time. We played a lot of R&B music and rock and roll. And, when I got saved, that's what I was already in the band when I got saved. And I didn't leave the band. I stayed in there for a while after I got saved. And we had a new guitar player, Keithan Ruff. He's from Bradford. And I told him how Terrence told me I needed the Holy Ghost all the time. And he told me, he said, you do. I said, well, I want the Holy Ghost. Now, this is 11 o'clock at night. I took him back home in Bradford after band practice. And he said, you can see the Holy Spirit tonight. I said, well, I said, it's late. I said, it's late. It's 11 o'clock at night. He said, my mama never gonna mind. Come on. And his mama, they got what they call the prayer squad together. His aunt from next door. His mother came down and prayed with me. And there was a few grown-ups down there. And his sisters were laughing at me. But I received the Holy Spirit in that basement. And when I told them my name, they all looked at each other surprised. And they were in prayer. And the Lord told them I was coming. They said a man named Thurston's coming, and he's going to receive the Holy Spirit. And it happened. Nevertheless, I thought everybody was like Mom Powell. And some people were. They had a relationship. And I was after a relationship once I knew it was available. You know, in the Methodist Church, people are not, they don't, my daddy knew that he had a relationship with the Lord, but he didn't talk about it. My dad didn't talk much. He said, but he told me, he said, the Lord always give me a message. He gave him messages. But I didn't know. And my mother would know what to talk to me about. I didn't realize that they had a relationship. I didn't have a relationship with God because I wasn't saved yet. But once I got saved, you know, it kind of startled them. They thought I was saved. Oh, that wasn't saved. And I was 19, almost 20. And they didn't want me to be radical. You know, how people become fanatics. But I'm the kind of person, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to half do it. And I asked the Lord to teach me how to live, and I grew in my relationship with him. And it's a blessing. So when you follow God, everything works. Everything is enhanced. Everything is better. And that's what you want. That's what you can have. And I want to be able to, I like to turn people on, so to speak. Some people, some good people, Christian people, don't know that they can have such a relationship. They don't know God will tell them what's going on and give them all the inside detail, but he will. And when they believe him, and when they go forward, they grow from glory to glory, and all things are made much better. That's what I desire. So follow him, draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. Till next time, remember, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.